Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio. So we had quite a show today. We were speaking with Kathleen Odd, who is a regional administrator for the Region 2 Administration for Community Living. We got a wealth of information from her. And then we were able to speak with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, and she gave us some really, really wonderful updates on funding that's going to be available, all the things that are opening up, all the less restrictions, and then a lot of information about this Smart 911 initiative where you can get information on scam. You get alerts, actually. They contact you. You can do it via your cell phone, your email, your text, snail mail. And you just get all kinds of information from scams to weather expectancy, things like that. So it's always great to get that kind of information. But here we are at Talk of the Town, also known as the Christina Lou Hour. Okay. Christina, you know, you got all kinds of really, really cool stuff happening in the town. Anything really exciting that's on just, you know, ready to tell us all about?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot going on today, really. And I have to say, today's radio show really flew by with such wonderful information. It's always amazing to have Kathleen Odd on, who has become part of the radio show family. We like to throw her on because the ACL really does such amazing things. And, you know, we really need to become even more connected to the ACL, I think, especially after that interview. And of course, the fact that County Executive Laura Curran gives us her time, you know, no matter where she is traveling, she will pop in with great information. And I like that we got the hot news about Port Washington being added to the downtown.
I know,
so you heard it here first, people, you know, she knows where the hot news is. And also we, you know, she had mentioned the Smart 911 program that we just, you know, got at our job also, the email. And then earlier in the week, we got the Housing Choice Voucher waiting list that's opening. And I know the issue of housing is so important, especially to our senior community. So Nassau County is beginning to take applications. And I really want people to know because the applications opened on June 21st for the voucher program. And July 2nd is when it ends. And you could only apply online. So it's very important. This is for the Section 8, you know, program-based housing. And there's a bunch of different guidelines that fall in it. But I don't want anyone to miss out on that deadline because it's certainly important. And if you don't have access to a computer and need help, you know, facilitating that, please call 311 or 869-6311 so we can get you connected to one of our social workers because it's clearly an issue for many people. So wanted to make sure I got that out there.
Yeah, that's great information too. But I also wanted to put something out there about our Christina Lou, who is of course the fabulous radio show producer. Christina has been a huge, huge dedicated employee with the town for many, many years. She started out as an intern and became a social worker and has been working, diligently for the town. I mean, diligent isn't even a word to say how hard she works. I always say she's the radio show producer, but she's actually the producer also of the Department of Services for the Aging. And she is now the Director of Senior Citizen Affairs for the Department of Services for the Aging Project Independence. And I like it because your title's a little shorter.
I know, right? We can cram it in a little quicker now.
But I just wanted to acknowledge that and congratulate you. You're so deserving.
Thank you.
Of this. You work so hard. And again, just, you know, always making us look good. I mean, I don't know. I have to thank you.
But it's a good team. It's a good squad of people over at Project Independence. So it's very exciting. You know, it's the next journey on my path and Project Independence and the Department of Services for the Aging. So thank you very much for that.
Well, it's well deserved and you do a great job.
Thanks, guys. You know, I've been
on the planet for a long time and you do as good a job as anybody I've ever been involved with.
Thanks, Otto. That's why you're my favorite co-host.
true of the entire Project Independence team.
It is. It's quite the squad. And I know we mentioned it a couple of times throughout the show, but you know, the fact that we were featured in Newsday was so exciting because, you know, we know how amazing we are and it's just right. Nice. It's really just nice to get it out there. And, you know, I always say when I'm putting together these reports or these stats or whatever it might be, you know, when you see it, you know, written in print and on paper, it just really gives you that moment to realize how wonderful, you know, especially during this crazy time that we've all been through, you know, really what Project Independence has done for people, you know, and that was something that struck me too when we were talking to Kathleen Ott earlier, you know, and she was saying about transportation and housing being, you know, two very huge issues for seniors. And,
yes.
You know, she deals with all these, you know, she's the regional director, you know, and the fact that she said, you know, North Hempstead is above and beyond in tackling these heavy issues, you know, so to hear that and realize, you know, we're constantly going and going and going. We're never really just sitting back and realizing how amazing that is that, you know, through the town board and the town supervisor and our department, you know, all this collaboration to get these programs out and successful and efficient and cost effective, you know, I mean, it's really amazing.
And continue it. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, we have this great radio show. We have this incredible newsletter. We have an amazing transportation program. I mean, you know, Christina is a huge part of, you know, of course, a radio show, the newsletter. A lot of work goes into getting the articles together, pulling it together, working with different departments in the town. I did also want to put a little kudos out there for Shari Baton, who is our mobility manager for the transportation program. We get, when she goes on vacation, it is so stressful because I usually cover all the SRs that come in for the transportation, whether a car is late or it's a new rider or there's always something. And, you know, there's a lot of steps that you have to get in touch with the rider. You have to maybe get in touch with the aide or the taxi company and then coordinate where is the taxi, what's the point, where's the pickup, the drop off. You know, there's so much involved in it. And it's and, you know, she's doing it all day long. I mean, it's all day long. So behind every great program like the radio show, Human Services, all these programs that our seniors have access to and really love and depend on.
And what I was thinking too is, you know, with all of our programs, you know, like you had mentioned transportation and I mean, even our Help at Home and our Rebuilding Together programs, these aren't just programs that, you know, we throw out there and say, all right, good luck, you know, get your service. There's so much, you know, you have to fill out, you know, these surveys and there's a constant evaluation period because, you know, that's what I have to say. It's, you know, we want things to work efficiently and well, and we want, you know, customer satisfaction. So there, if there are issues, especially in the case of a transportation program, you know, that you want to get those handled in real time, you know, so it's really, and that's what I always think is so amazing. You know, it's a lot of these things I think we all can attest to, you know, you get through, all right, here you go, you know, good luck with this service and hope for the best, you know, but the fact that Project Independence is constantly, you know, monitoring, it's such a huge part of what we do. I think that's what really is a testament to the success of it.
Well, I believe also, I've witnessed a lot of bad teams in my lifetime throughout business. And one of the biggest things is there's absolutely no politics in this group. All right. Politics and ego are what ruin lots of teams. And that doesn't exist here that I'm aware of. All right. If it does,
we just hide it really well.
Yeah. And to me, that's what kills a lot of things that people try to do. They lose the goal that they're committed to, and that's not the case with Project Independence. There's no politics within the world of Project Independence, and everybody is committed to reaching the goals, which are to the mission of Project Independence, to help people stay in their own home for as long as they'd like. And do whatever it takes socially, health-wise, education-wise,
No, you're right, Otto. You know, and that's the bottom line is that it is, you know, it's a commitment to the mission of Project Independence and, you know, having to, you know, that changes, obviously. I mean, you've been with the program for so long. kind of the needs evolve over time, you know, and, you know, certainly with technology now thrown into the mix, it's this new thing. And I think that that's what's so wonderful is that we're constantly trying to, you know, stay certainly ahead of the trend, you know, if not with it. So it's,
hey, we survived hurricanes, crazy pandemics. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I think we should have like t-shirts made. We'll have like, I survived, and we'll just have little things, you know, on the back.
Right.
I actually have I actually survived the earthquake that was out in California during the World Series.
San Francisco?
I 50 or 60 people got killed, and I was in the San Jose Convention Center. I remember the earthquake shook that entire convention center. All the booths fell down. Stuff came down off the ceiling. And the one that got me the most was we were staying at a Holiday Inn. And when we got back to the Holiday Inn, which we had to walk to, it was like somebody took a cup of water and just shook the water out of the pool. The pool was dry. The earthquake shook so
much. Oh, my good Lord.
And it shook the water out of the pool. It was a big pool. So I empathize with people like this thing down in Florida right now is unbelievable. I just can't imagine 1:30 in the morning, people are in bed and the building collapses. It's, you know, any of these tragedies are, you know, it's hard to relate to unless you've been there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just, well, hopefully everyone grows and kind of new things come out of all these things. But I want to, because I know we're rapidly approaching this segment, we're just flying by today. I want to talk about some stuff that is coming up. We're booked now through August. And I'm into September, which is going to be our 10th, you know, anniversary, which is just amazing. But next week, July 2nd, we have on Michael J. Kelly, who is the executive director over at the Town North Hempstead Swammer and the commissioner over at the Solid Waste Department. He's going to discuss keeping our town clean and green and learning about the importance of recycling. We certainly talk about this all the time. You know, people hear the word recycling, but it is way more complicated, which I've come to learn from doing this show. It's not just as simple as throwing it, you know, into a separate bag. There's a lot that goes into it to really do your part in recycling. So he is going to give us the ins and outs of that and all the wonderful programs that North Hempstead has to, you know, keep this now, going.
Recycling, by the way, I'm sorry, I'm going to miss that one next week because I'm big on that. But we just went through a little exercise in the house where we went through all the medicine cabinets and under all the sinks that exist in the house. And it's shocking. This is like after a long period of time. And I put it all on the dining room table. I should have taken a picture. We took it out of all these things and put it all on the dining room table.
Oh my God, I could only imagine.
Now we had, and I'm not making this up. We had like 6 Aspic creams. We had, you know, whatever. And I must have 60 pounds worth of stuff I'm going to bring to the recycling place.
Good.
Because of all the triplicates and the duplicates. And
of course.
Do you realize that Band-Aids, if you keep them long enough, they're useless. They get dropped.
Absolutely. I've actually learned that the hard way.
We got boxes of Band-Aids and half of them, three quarters of them were no use. So point I'm getting at is it's not a bad exercise to do at home for those who haven't done it.
And I'm sure you feel good, Otto, you know, once it is gone.
It was like almost a 2-day project.
Yeah.
And it was worth every pound of flesh that we gave
it. I know, because I actually did that. I was helping my parents. You know, there's this little closet they have in the hallway, and we were going through it, and it has all kinds of random stuff. But there was a lot of medications, you know, and over-the-counter stuff. And I was making fun of them for the expiration dates that were on these things. You know, we're going back to 2009. Of course, my dad is always convinced. He's like, are you sure? You know, it still might work. So of course he needed me to like just really purge that out. But it really, these things add up so quick, you know, and John always talks about that too with his own medications that he's been prescribed, you know, so you'll be prescribed something and they give you a 3-month supply, you know, it doesn't work. So they give you something else. So it's amazing how fast all these things can really, you know, add up. And it is good to, it is good. I just really love Dan's background. Just really threw me off. I really enjoyed that. But yes, we will continue this in the next segment.
We'll be back after a quick break.